G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 9. John Barker here, joined as usual by Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. And well, we finally come to the last day of the carnival. Don't know about you blokes, but on what is a very rare occasion, I am in front for the carnival. Hoping not to give it back on Saturday. Joel, how confident are you?
Yeah, in front, so we're hoping to stay that way. It's a difficult program, I think, on Saturday. A few races there I won't be getting too heavily involved in, but definitely the switcheroo with the Emirates and the McKinnon has worked. I think we can agree on that. Both fields this year have worked out capacity fields and very good strength to them.
The sprint, Daniel, is... We don't have, for the first 2 years of the Emirates, we had Redzel coming in and, in fact, won this race in the first year. And then last year we had Santa Ana Lane come out of the Everest and win this with Redzel only fifth. The winner of the Everest is not here this year. Yes, yes, yes. But the runner-up is Santa Ana Lane. So is Nature Strip, who ran fourth, and a couple of others who ran in the Everest. You'd think one of those is going to take this one out on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. But like, what's the really a field of nine? I think it's a competitive little field. I'm giving Elise and Loving Gabby chances as well, albeit not Nick Center and Lane will be the toughest to beat. I think it's interesting, a little sprint race there, and I think it's a very good card overall in Flemington. Of course, the new races, I'm fairly certain. Golden Gift's the new one, isn't it?
Or was it renamed?
It was a new one, yeah. So. Two races in Sydney, and nice way to end the carnival. I'm down, by the way, unlike these two. Derby Day cleaned me out, but a little bit back on Cup Day, but hopefully to recoup my losses on Saturday.
Yes, as you mentioned, there are a couple of new races. I think it's a positive to have Sydney Racing continuing with million-dollar races through the carnival. It really only it only adds to interest, I would say, all over the place. And of course, next week we head to Newcastle, and then the week after that to Kembla Grange for million-dollar races. So the spring goes on and on. We'll start though at Flemington, and we'll take you right through the black type on the program. It starts at race three, Joel, the World Horse Racing Springtime Stakes, listed event for 3-year-olds over 1400.
Yeah, I thought number four, Triton Rising, is kind of a big price here. One bad run leading into it. Jockey said horse resented the crossover noseband. It's a new excuse for me, but anyway, they've taken that off, and its previous run, it was very, very good behind Soul Patch. So, yeah, I think at big odds, give him a go from three, Nick Point, won comfortably first up, beat his stablemate, who was impressive winning on Tuesday in Sydney, so nothing wrong with that form. Six band quo, certainly looks promising, and one high low, maybe back to 1400 can help him.
I'm with Regimental Bands. I thought her Sydney run, Brian Crowley Stakes last start, was pretty good in the small field there. I thought with a little bit more luck, she definitely goes closer. And comes to Melbourne, and I think she can make her presence felt here, no doubt. The 7 and next floor, Eric Pika. He's been a horse I've always had a little bit of time for. He's only just broken the main, winning at Cranbourne last start. So it's taken a while to deliver, but he has raced in and been competitive in some good races as a two-year-old. It's Cranbourne last start. The form's been frank. The runner-up has since won well. Nick Point in next. There's also the form frank through that Newcastle benchmark 64. And in for fourth, I have Truffle House. Might be the one over the odds for me. 11.735.
For me, the one that could be over the odds is number 9, Sophia's Choice. A couple of comfortable wins this time in. Does need to step up from benchmark 64 grade, but certainly it seems a promising conveyance from High Low, Nick Point, and done by me, 9.132. Race 4 at Flemington, Queen Elizabeth Stakes, 2600 metres. Of course, this one was the one that launched the career of Maccabi Diva before her three-time winning run. There's one here, Cariff, who would probably be looking to end up in the Melbourne Cup next year. And of course, the form line everyone's talking about here is number 5, True Self, who stretched the neck of the subsequent Melbourne Cup runner-up at Geelong, Joel.
Indeed, come up very short, True Self, $2.20. I was happy to stick with Cariff, who I liked on Saturday, and he went close to winning. I think he'll just... So as long as he handles the backup, he'll run well again. 5, True Self, very good at Geelong, hard to beat. 7, Top of the Range, coming off the Bendigo Cup win and two Gallic Chieftain. A bit disappointing last start, but his previous run was good. He's sort of pretty consistent at this sort of level.
Yeah, I'm keen on Archelong Cup form for this, and hence made True Self my best of the day. Yeah, very good in that race. Look, I was hoping she would be able to sneak in to the Melbourne Cup, even though I was against her. Probably going to be pretty unlikely. I think she would have run a terrific race. So, of course, Prince of Arran's run a big race in the Melbourne Cup. Sort of interesting to see. It's a complete hypothetical, though. I think she can atone, if not getting a start in that, and win this quite well. And yeah, it's best of the day. 8 Carriff. Done nothing wrong and will be set for this race next year. Grey Line's the one come up over the odds. Speaking of trainer Matty Smith during the week for an article, he's pretty happy with how this horse is going. This Geelong Cup bet run was better than the form guy Reed. It was a long way back, but he did work home quite well. And then, of course, there's a 2-length fourth to Finch earlier in the preparation. I think one that could add a bit of juice for the exotics. And the 7 in next top of the range, last start Bendigo Cup winner, 5-8-4-7.
And you can read Daniel's interview with Matty Smith in this week's Winning Post. I also made True Self my best of the day from top of the range, Carriff and Morris, for 4, 5, 7, 8 and 11. First of the group one is race 5, Dali Sprint Classic. Only attracted the 9, which I guess is why they have left it out of the quaddie. Also, the fact that Santa Ana Lane is fairly short and sort of seem to mainly have one danger in Nature Strip. But as you mentioned, Daniel, Loving Gabby and Elise should also have some sort of say here. And Joel, you've gone outside those four as well with your value bet for the card.
Yeah, I'm just being a little bit loyal here to In Her Time, who I tipped in this race last year, and I thought she probably should have gone, well, she should have gone very close to winning. She went close anyway. She was held up when Santa Ana Lane was getting the runs, and Santa Ana Lane was able to, as I said, get the gaps and win. But look, she split Santa and Parata. It was always going to be tough to resume with a win in the Everest. Just expect her to improve. And yeah, she's got good straight form. So I'll lean her away from 2 Nature Strip. Very good down the straight. And he showed that he could run a pretty strong 1200, setting up the track record in the Everest. 9 Loving Gabby in next best, and then 1 Santa Ana Lane.
I'm with Santa Ana Lane here. Yeah, hard to go past him. Whether I'll take those odds, probably not. But look, clearly on top. Elise, the one I want to put in for second. I thought the Everest run was okay. I was hoping she'd win. I was on her that day quite early. Look, only 3 lengths off him, but did cover a little bit of ground as well. Interesting to see how she goes up the straight. No doubt she's handled it. She's obviously very classy. Nature Strip in next, huge in the Everest. The way he stuck on was enormous, considering how much work he did from the wide gate. And then Loving Gabby, the last Group 1 winner, has to be included as well. 1-8-2-9.
Yeah, similar for me. Santa Ana Lane, most likely winner, but certainly short enough from Nature Strip, Loving Gabby and Zootori. 1-2-9-6. Race 6 at Flemington on Saturday, TAB Matriarch Stakes for the mares over 2,000 metres at Group 2 level.
I've gone 13 Girl Tuesday. The amount of rain we get is going to be sort of key to her chances. She doesn't want too much. I think she's much better on top of the ground, but I thought she was good at the valley, so we'll make her on top just ahead of 7 Rondinella. She'll be probably peaking, I would have thought, after some good recent defeats. 5 Aliferous on the back up from Cup Day. Chased home well there behind Shawnee, and 3 Armand Geary. Just has to stretch back out to 2,000, but I think that won't be too much of an issue.
Yeah, with Rondinella on top, she's probably pretty talented, this Ocean Park mare. She's had 3 runs this prep, and all have been over distance, sort of her best, no doubt, building up towards these sort of trips, 2,000 metres against her own sex. I thought her run behind Spanish Reef was quite good in that Ladies' Day Vase. Spanish Reef since run well in a Group 1. She's up to 2,000 metres with a good jockey on board, and not hopeless on the wet tracks. We'll prefer a dry track, but yeah, best each way of the day is Rondinella. 13 Girl Tuesday. I thought her Mooney Valley run was terrific. Race that probably suited those closer to the speed. She ran on very well from a long way back. In for third, I have another dollar, I think, over the odds. And Natoya up to a more suitable trip, 2,000 metres here. Got the quick backup after running on Derby Day. 7, 13, 6 and 4.
I'm with Rondinella too, from Armand Geary, Dan's Dan's Dance, and Spanish Reef, 7, 3, 2, 1. Race 7 at Flemington on Saturday, Network 10 Chatham Stakes, 1,400 metre. Group 3 sees the appearance probably, of Admiral's Joker, the lightly raced, talented, and previously injury-plagued Colac Galloper. Another story of Daniel's in the paper this week, talking to Kylie Vella. I've actually put Admiral's Joker on top, but I guess the worry is that he's also seeking emergency for the McKinnon, which I'm assuming is where they want to go, Daniel. So a bit of a difference between, I would have thought, between training horse for 2,000 and 1,400. But anyway, Joel, what do you like?
I've gone with 12 Noble Boy, hoping he can step up to the plate here. He's had two runs back, excellent in the Kosciuszko. I thought he was pretty good last Sunday in the Goulburn Cup. Just thought it was going to be a tough race for him to win. He was always going to be giving a head start to the likes of Quackerjack and Handle the Truth, two horses that go pretty good. And he had the 58. So down to 54, he's already been backed in early markets. He likes the wet, so I'm keen on him to beat 6 Iconoclasm back in winning form last start. He likes Flemington, 3 Admiral's Joker, can't be left out. And 10 Reykjavik, I thought was pretty good late at Caulfield Fresh. He's run well at Flemington through the winter.
Yeah, as you alluded to, Barks, the 2,000 metre McKinnon is the option if they can get a run. And, you know, it was the last start winner, Admiral's Joker, over the mile in the Seymour Cup. So back to 1,400 metres. It got obviously got to be a little bit of a query, but I think this horse is pretty talented. 13 starts, 6 of them wins, and was an easy 1,400 metre winner in the city 2 starts ago. Of course, this is his toughest test to date, a Group 3. But look, I can't knock him. I think he's going really well. And if he in fact lines up here, he'll be on top. Noble Boy, sorry, Iconoclasm and Nexa Horse. I've got plenty of time for his win at Moonee Valley. It was extremely tough with the big weight. Drops 4 kilos. This and does get a good weight swing on Widgie Turf, who he held off in that Moonee Valley race. Noble Boy was keen on the Kosciuszko and probably wouldn't have beaten the winner, but would have certainly finished closer. And cut last start. Brody Loy takes a ride. And yeah, those are the 4 Widgie Turf in for 4. 3, 6, 12, 2.
Admiral's Joker for me as well, and Iconoclasm second. I got Haunted third, Rich Itch fourth, 3, 6, 5, 9. Race 8 is the second of the Group 1s, and I think this year, you know, the McKinnon, since they switched it, it's been a little bit lackluster in previous years, but we have a full field of 16 and 2 emergencies. I think the presence of Melody Bell gives it a big boost. Once again, we don't have any of the main players from the Cox Plate, but we do have a few internationals. Notably, we have Magic Wand backing up from the Melbourne Cup after a good run, after a fourth in the Cox Plate. What did you make of this, John?
Yeah, tricky. I've gone with Magic Wand. Just hoping that race on Tuesday didn't take much out of her. They didn't go hard as well referenced. She went back. Yeah, she sort of was really only sort of off the bridle for a couple hundred metres, and I know she's coming back from the 32 to the 2,000, but I liked her in the Cox Plate and she ran well, so I'm going to butter up with her from 15. Melody Bell, hard to knock her, probably the win of the day on Derby Day. 12, Night's Watch, bad luck just follows him, but he can win if he gets the breaks. And 16, Aristia, who held on really well for second, looked the winner on Saturday until Melody Bell ran past her. I think she'll be looking for this extra distance now.
Yeah, and with Magic Wand as well, really liked his her Cox Plate run there on the speed. Not too far away, and yeah, thought it was very good again. The Melbourne Cup, just as Charles has just sort of said, whether it's taken too much out of her, but she's backing up here. I'm sure she's pulled up okay, and I think she'll be ready to go. So much more to her like in this race than to the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. 3, Humidor. I thought his run over 2,500 metres was pretty good last start. It's a distance, it was a little bit of a query out for him, but he's run okay there. He wasn't too far away. This is much more suitable than 2,000 metres. 8 in next, Kingswell Dream, and in for 4th, Melody Bell, and Night's Watch, I think, given a chance as well. 14, 3, 8, 15.
Melody Bell for me from Kingswell Dream, 50 stars and Magic Wand, 15, 8, 11, 14. My best was race 4, number 5, True Self. My value bet comes up in the raffle, which is the last race, the Grand Handicap, down from Sydney, November Man, race 9, number 8. Joel's best was Noble Boy, race 7, number 12, value bet, race 5, number 7, In Her Time. Daniel's best, like mine, is race 4, number 5, True Self. His value bet, another one of my selections, race 6, number 7, Rondinella. So things might take a turn for the better, Daniel. You're on the on the bandwagon now. Rose Hill Gardens is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Two big races. First of them is worth $1 million. It's a new race, as Daniel mentioned earlier. Golden Gift for two-year-olds at set weights. Of course, it is early in the season. We have 10 of the 14 in the main field have been seen once before. The other four presumably have won trials or have gone well in trials. Who's going to take the lion's share of the million here, Joel?
You know, I've gone one tanker. What we've seen from him to date is probably good enough. Won the debutante well, coming from off the speed, so he's not just a jump and run type. He's been to Sydney, trialled really well. Ben Allen made the trip to trial him. He rides gate one, just ticks a lot of boxes. I'm a huge rat for number 14, Selza Beale. I think she's just got plenty of ability, but gate 17's probably ruined her winning chances, but they probably ride her cold, and I'll be having a saver on her. 12 close to me, I think, is a big improver. She's a million-dollar yearling. She was favourite. She beat one home on debut, but she'd only had one trial, and that was the query. I think there could be stacks of improvement in her. And 8, Melkovich is impressed in both his trials, so one to keep a watch on. But yeah, the 7's trialled well, the 15's trialled well. So yeah, it's a bit of a race.
Yeah, I'm with Tanker as well. He's done nothing wrong. Extremely strong debut win at Caulfield. Format that's been okay. Bella Nipotina's finished third or fourth in that race, and since ran well Cox Plate Day, and then of course in Sydney and won a trial here. So take her on top. 7 Blazer Trial, one of those debut runners that have trialled well, Joel referenced, to go in. The 12 close to me, and the 15 the Godolphin runner Vutic trialled well behind Tanker. Case for quite a few more. It's obviously a bit of a raffle. 1, 7, 12, 15.
And the black type race at Rose Hill on Saturday is race 7, Highland Race Colours Hot Danish Stakes, 1400 metre group 2 to fillies and mares. If you're wondering what on earth this race is, it was previously called the Breeders' Classic and run in February. What do you like here, Joel?
This is an absolute raffle, I reckon. It's just about a field leg in the quaddy. 5, Dyslexic for me, don't like the barrier draw, but she's going well. I like her form around Mizzy. She didn't have the best of luck a couple of those runs. Forget the 2-rat run, she drew 16. So I've gone for her from 2, Eldorado Dreaming. She's, 8 weeks between runs off that first up run in the Theo Mark. So just hard to know where she's at, but she's smart when right. 7, Madame Rouge, should just get a lovely run. Has to tick that 1400 box, and 4, Lover. I think it's come back really well. She'll be hitting the line strongly. Probably the 1600 of the gong is going to be her target. But this is a hard race.
Yeah, I'm with the dyslexic as well. that's her rack run. We'll just forget about it completely wide. But yeah, the form prior shapes up pretty well for this, I think. And with a bit of luck from the barrier, she'll be right at the finish, no doubt. Multaja, 6. She's a mare I've always had plenty of time for. You know, 2 runs this prep, without placing, have been quite good. 1400 metres can be a bit of a query, but I just think she can she gets some speed on. She can certainly be in this. The 9 in next Moss Trip and the 10 Reeler and Ruby, the pair of Triple Crown runners, have to be included as well. 5, 6, 9, 10 for me.
Okay, and dyslexic at around about the double figure quote there is Daniel's value. Bet on the card, your the best is short, sweet, and early. Daniel, talk us through race 1, number 4, Lucacello.
Yes, a bit of a freshen up and resuming here for the Wallace stable, of course. It's running in some really good races as a 2-year-old filly, and races like the Rosebud and Former and those sort of types. I think the trial's been good since. Wasn't really asked to do much. I think she can get away with this. Go on to big about things as prep. So race 1, 4, Lucello, my best for the Wallace stable.
Joel, your specials?
Yeah, Bergen, the best, race 9, number 7. Bit of a step up in trip, second up, and didn't stop battling away well. She's only sort of a length and a half off the winner. Just going to strip a lock fitter, makes his own luck, and looks ready to win third up. And the value is Eugene's pick, race 4, number 8. Unplaced all 4 this prep, convinced she's going better than that. 2 unlucky runs. And group 3 angst, probably just a little bit tough last start, but this is her right grade. No weight, good draw. $7 each way, good bet, I think.
Racing on the Parks track at Morphettville on Saturday, and third Adelaide meeting in a week. Not surprisingly, horses starting to become a little bit thin on the ground, though there is Another one of those $100,000 series finals, and that's where Daniel's value bit comes up. But first, tell us about your best, Daniel, which is race 3, number 6, Hypercane.
Yeah, I liked what he did on Taboo Bucks. He settled back in the small field and powered home nicely over 1,000 metres, two lengths behind the unbeaten, the Mobot. Run around at Flemington today. up to the 1250 will definitely suit him, and yeah, he's my best. Race 3, 6, Hypercane. The value comes up in race 8. The last final hearing, a previous WA horse. His past two runs have been okay. He sort of just held ground there. But I think the longer trip here is certainly up his alley, up from the 1250 to the 1400 metres. And he's going okay. And happy to be with him in the last, around the $10 mark. Race 8, number 7, final hearing.
Dubin, another 10 race card in Brisbane this week. There is a listed race, first in Brisbane for quite a while. It's a TAB Keith Noud Quality, and it is a listed event over 1200. Sees the return of Outback Barty and does see 16 to face the starter. Should be a bit of value there, Daniel.
Yeah, there is plenty of smart horses resuming, and Chapter and Verse, one of those horses that does represent a bit of value, close to the $10, or Desley Forster Train gelding. Just flies fresh. He's also 2 wins and 2/3 from 4 starts. His only win last prep came first up before contesting some really good races in the Brisbane winter, and ran well there without sort of winning. I think at a big price he can certainly be flying home late and be hard to hold out at. Back Barbie must be included, another smart mare resuming. And I've got 4 the previous Tassie horse, Life on the Wire, and 6 Divine Dice, others with chances. But yeah, 5, 3, 4, 6 in that listed race.
Your specials, we start.
Yeah,
race four is scratched.
Tambo's mate. So I'll make my best of the day. Race 8, number 7, Alpine Dancer. He's a horse that hasn't had much luck this preparation. He did win last start at Ipswich in the field of 5, only one by half a length, but was a soft win. The 2 starts prior, so no luck whatsoever. I think he's a really talented horse on his day. He does strike a tougher field here, but I think if he brings his best, he's definitely worth a good bet around that $5 mark. In terms of a value, we'll go a couple of races earlier. Race 6, number 5, Paper Trade. Gets in really well at the weights here. Carried 60.5 kilos when finishing midfield at the Gold Coast last start. That was over 900 metres. Not really suited by that short course race. He's up to 1,050 now. Much better for him. And yeah, as I said, with the weight, he drops 9 kilos to 51.5 after the claim. Second up record sound, and horse that does flash ability on his day, but doesn't always show it. If he can sort of put it all together today, he's definitely worth an each way bet. Race 6, number 5, Paper Trade.
Over in Perth at Ascot, she's the carnival over there sneaking up on us, because we have on Saturday we have the Warroa Lee Steer Stakes. Race 8, 1400, Group 2 is the main local lead up to the Railway Stakes. This one is Wait for Age. And BJ Likes Achinar Star, race 8, number 4, to win that. From the Velvet King Gatting, who is back out west, and and Arcadia Prince, who plenty of talent resuming, but does have the dreaded bar plates on. So BJ, a bit wary of that one. And his selection in the other list, in the other black type race, which is the listed Fair Ether Stakes, is Race 7, number 2, Jericho Missile. His best, race 6, number 7, Smarty. His value bet, race 5, number 2, Metro Boy. Earlier in the day, Joel, across the Tasman at Riccarton in Christchurch, we have New Zealand at 2,000 guineas day, and a very special horse to go around.
Yeah, race 7, number 1, Catalyst, worth watching. He's got to go to the mile, but I don't think that'll be a problem. He's $1.30, I think, and he'll be winning. He's very good. That's race 7, number 1. I've made my best Sensei, a bit more of a backable quote. Race 5, number 4, last seen in an Oakley Plate. He's trialled up well for his return. Value bet is He's Our Secret, race 2, number 5. And at Tarapa, the best bet is race 4, number 6, Katy Perry. She looks ready to win fourth up. She's been racing well. Step up in trip. She stepped up in trip last start and ran well. She'll be better for that run under the belt. And Evelina, race 8, number 3. Our listeners may recognise this mare, formerly with Chris Lee. She won a couple of races in Sydney, was stakes placed. She's trialled well for her resumption of racing in New Zealand.
Alrighty, Well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Do not, whatever you do, if you get to pick up your winning post, if you haven't already for Stakes Day, all the form for Friday. Friday night at Cranbourne, Saturday through Sunday, Ararat Gold Cup Day and the China Bowl there as well. And all your favourite features and reading too. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, and I'm pretty sure I'm on a hat-trick here. I reckon I had Soul Patch on Cook's Plate Day and Melody Bell on Derby Day. I think True Self a little bit short, but look, I'll go with it. Race 4, number 5, Flemington on Saturday, True Self.
I'll go Rose Hill, race 9, number 7, Bergen.
I think a pretty good one goes around at Cranbourne on Friday night in the form of Victoria Star, race 7. Lightly raced, loves a wet track, and we'll get it. So around the $3 mark, 20 on Victoria Star, race 7, number 9 at Cranbourne Friday night.
Alrighty, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.